Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's coordinated bomb and gun attack in the Indonesian capital Jakarta that left 7 people dead, including all 5 attackers. Violence began with a series of explosions mid-morning in an area near a shopping center, luxury hotels, embassies, and other office buildings. VOA's Steve Herman is in Jakarta. He speaks now on the uniqueness of this assault by the Islamic State.
Certainly, this is the most populous Muslim nation in the world, and this is the first time that there has been an attack here claimed by the so-called Islamic State. There had been warnings that something like this might happen. Authorities here in December had issued an alert and had put extra security on at public places and churches and other venues that they thought might be the targets of an attack. But that was supposed to happen sometime in December or around New Year's. So this really did catch people by surprise here.
Anyway, Steve Herman in Jakarta. World Health Organization says the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia is over, meaning all 3 countries at the epicenter of the West Africa outbreak are now considered Ebola-free. Ebola epidemic took 11,000 lives in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an end to the sieges on Syrian towns, warning all parties in the conflict that using starvation as a weapon is a war crime. 8 agencies arrived there in 3 towns earlier this week. They found people starving. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry have agreed to meet for talks in Syria and Ukraine Wednesday in Zurich. Multi-party talks on Syria are due to start January 25th. That'll be in Geneva. They've been thrown into some doubt by a diplomatic rift between Saudi Arabia, majority Sunni Muslim state, and mainly Shiite Iran after Riyadh executed a Saudi Shiite cleric, sparking a mob attack on the Saudi embassy in Tehran. Head of the International Organization for Migration predicting that 2016 will be another critical year for migration in Europe. The story from Lisa Schlein at IOM headquarters in Geneva.
IOM Director General Lacey Swing says the refugee and migrant crisis in Europe has firmly put the migration issue on the world stage. He says government policies in Europe and elsewhere are not keeping pace with the vast movement of people.
Migration is not a problem to be solved. It is a human reality to be managed.
Swing says it may be more difficult for people to migrate to Europe this year because tighter regulations are being imposed. Nevertheless, he says these are unlikely to dissuade desperate people from coming and foresees large migrant flows to continue into Europe this year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
With just under 3 weeks left until the start of the U.S. presidential primary nominating process, the top Republican presidential contenders faced off late Thursday in a debate in the primary state of South Carolina. Candidates began by taking aim at the man they hoped to replace, President Obama. Another prominent focus was Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton. Taking center stage at the nationally televised debate late Thursday was billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump, who continues to lead in almost all the national polls. The other participants were Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Marco Rubio, Governor Chris Christie, Governor John Kasich, former Governor Jeb Bush, and retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson. According to a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency, senior figures of the International Association of Athletics Federations must have been aware of the full extent of doping in track and field and were themselves steeped in corruption. The investigation also raised uncomfortable questions about the sport's current leader, Sebastian Coe, a 2-time Olympic gold medalist who was in charge of the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. And there is a newly discovered supernova out there. Astronomers saying it is the brightest exploding star ever seen. They're a bit baffled by it all. It's about 3.8 billion light years from Earth.
That's the latest world news from VOA.